Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and along with me is the president of the center, Brad Finstead.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. Well, we're kind of winding down, supposedly, with the legislative session.
Yeah, we're, what are we, 4 or 5 weeks away from the end. The constitutional deadline is the third week in May. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of work yet remains to be done. I think what we're seeing now is more of a clear picture of where the Senate, where the House, and where the governor stand. Mm-hmm. And the clearer that picture becomes, then I think the negotiations can start.
We're maybe not going to see the end at the statutory deadline. And this has kind of been a pattern.
Well, it has been a pattern. You know, I'm not one, of course, to make excuses for the legislature, but I will say we are in a different time right now. Mm-hmm. We have the economic stresses of the economy from a global level.
Yep.
And that is trickling down into the state one way or another, whether it be real estate, home mortgages, banking industries, and whatnot. So that creates some sort of cloud of uncertainty. And with that, just the basic operating procedures of how the legislature works is hampered, and specifically to fiscal notes. You know, it's hard to predict economically what the future will bring as far as revenue when the unemployment rate is unstable and the job market is unstable. So it's creating some tougher times, I think, to get the clearer picture of what policy actually means in the out years. So, as they try to grasp, you know, the ever-changing, quickly changing economy, I think they'll start to be able to put a little bit more teeth to their proposals as far as the clear-cut financial ramifications. But at the end of the day, you know, you have some clear differences in their proposals. You know, all of them are acknowledging that this has to be, you know, done with a certain amount of cuts. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Senate is taking more of a broad, we'll just use a big paintbrush and do 7% cuts across the board. Where the House is, being a little bit more strategic and saying, well, just wait a minute here, we have some areas that, you know, are a little bit more important than other areas, so mm-hmm. we're not going to broadly cut everything. And then the governor is a little bit even more strategic as far as his look at things, you know, very individually, very line by line, and very, I guess, just a very different approach. But at the end of the day, they're all acknowledging there's going to have to be some sort of revenue or more money to help fix this.
Right, and that's where the differences start, because how we get that revenue is going to be up for grabs.
Well, there's some clear-cut philosophical differences, right. And you know, the governor, if he's been one thing, he's been consistent with his message on taxes over the years. But you have the Senate and the House Democrats that are, you know, still, I think, wrestling with how best they raise taxes, whether it be through the Senate Democrats' income tax proposals. Or the House Democrats' alcohol, tobacco taxes, and a few other, you know, different smaller level taxes that are maybe not as broad as the Senate. So there'll be a showdown. Let's just hope that they can, in the Minnesota spirit, get together and get it done.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it and see how it all plays out. Thanks so much, Brad Finstead, our guest on Rural Minnesota Radio.